In some parts of the UK flooded after Storm Dennis, the clean-up is well underway, but elsewhere fresh evacuations have been taking place with more rain on the way and water levels set to rise further. Multiple severe flood warnings are in place, meaning there's a danger to life. People near the River Severn in Telford in Shropshire have been told to leave their homes. Environment Minister George Eustace.
We're monitoring things very closely, in particular the Severn. Towns such as Shrewsbury and Bewdley and Tewkesbury are areas that we're looking at very closely because water levels are expected to continue to rise in some of those catchments.
People in Monmouth in South East Wales have been urged to reduce their water use because of flooding at a water treatment works. Simon Jones, who lives there, says his friends have been hit hard.
Some of them have been affected a few times before, but never, you know, two or three times within just a few days. I've never seen it in 45 years of living in the town.
James runs an estate agent in Tenbury, which has been completely gutted by floodwater.
Well, we came down Saturday night a couple of times, and we could see, obviously, that he'd gone straight over the top of our flood protection, that absolutely was useless. Then we came down again later on at night, and it was even higher. There was nothing we could do. We just had to let it happen, unfortunately. And that was very sad to see something that you've built up over 12 years.
Visiting Professor of Forecasting and Innovation at London South Bank University, James Woodhousen, thinks the government could do more.
This isn't a serious strategy of prevention, and yet we've known about the need for what they trendily call resilience for years. There have been government reports about it, and instead we're now supposed to defer to nature. And the government and the Environment Agency has said that you just can't build your way out of the problem, and some people are just going to have to be resigned to it. This is really sad that they are so pessimistic about our ingenuity in this country that we can't learn from the Dutch or ourselves and build a proper system to defend people's households. It's an outrage.
The government says it's been spending billions of dollars on flood defences. It says it can't protect every home from such unpredictable weather events. But the longer the flooding goes on, the tougher the questions will be. For the Beijing Hour, I'm Ollie Barrett in London.